Our studio guest this morning via telephone is Miss Leanne Womack. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing real good. So nice of you to join us. You're a very busy lady because you have something brand new because you teamed up with Banquet Foods. Tell us what you got going on.
I certainly have been very busy. I have a new record coming out this fall, and I have teamed up with Banquet Select Recipes, and they've sent radio stations a sort of a sneak preview of the new record. It's a song called Story of My Life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just letting people hear how the record's going to be and talking about Banquet Select Recipes, which the reason I love them so much and I've worked with them in the past is because they have a new line out now that's like $1.50 a meal. And it's really great because it's so hard right now with the economy the way it is. And I'm a working mom. I know how hard it is to work and fix meals for your family and everything. So that's why I love them so much and love working with them.
You know, it's unheard of to be able to get a full meal for $1.50.
It's really unbelievable.
It really is. And to get all the nutrition that Banquet puts into their meals. And for
Absolutely.
You to put your stamp of approval on it, can you give us some idea what some of the different meals are that they're going to be offering?
Yep. Well, you know, I'm from Texas, so I love Tex-Mex food. And they have a smothered burrito and an enchilada combo.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I know. And then there's, of course, the standard comfort foods like slow-cooked beef and home-style pot roast and chicken
Ooh.
Parmesan, classic fried chicken. And I tell you something that's important, as important to moms as money, it is their time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much time to fix these meals either, which I love. I'd be in the studio and have to run home, take a break, cook dinner.
Yeah.
next day, get up, take kids to school and stuff like that. So it's also good for your time.
Yeah, and you really hit the nail on the head. You are the epitome of the working mom in Nashville. You have done such a wonderful job with your kids, and they continue to develop, and you've been able to be part of their lives where, you know, so many moms aren't able to do that when they have a full-time job.
You know, it is tough. It's very tough. And what time you do get to spend with your kids really needs to count. The last thing you want to do is, you know, have to spend a lot of time with prep work in the kitchen or anything like that. But yet you don't want to have to provide them a meal through a drive-thru either.
Yeah.
So that's why things like this can just make it so much better for families.
Yeah, the drive-thru meals can be a bad thing after a period of time, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about this new album. It's called Call Me Crazy. Due in stores October 21st. Tell us about it.
Well, I had taken a little bit of time off to spend with my kids and with my family, and the label finally called and said, you've had too much time off. We want another record. So I was happy to go in and start recording again. You know, I love music, and it's such a huge part of my life. So I got back in the studio and made this record and with Tony Brown, who's a legendary producer here in town. And we had a great time making it, and a big crazy time, I guess. And that's how we ended up with the name of the record. And I'm excited to be back making music again.
It's going to be so good to have you back on the charts and back on the radio. Of course, we have never quit playing you on the radio. We love you here. And we have been playing your music ever since you developed as, well, as a younger person a few
mm-hmm.
years back. And it's going to be real good to have some new stuff. What are some of the titles to look for? Now, of course, we've got the sneak peek song, The Story of My Life. Tell us a little bit about that one.
You know, I had that record around, or that song around, for a while. It was pitched to me right after I Hope You Dance. And I'd say the sentiment of the songs are similar. I didn't want to record it at the time when I first got it because it was too much. I was afraid people would think it was too much, like I Hope You Dance. But I was lucky enough to get to keep it around. Sometimes you lose a song if you just keep it around for a few years. You know, somebody else will record it. But I was lucky enough to be able to come back and record it a few years later. And I'm really proud of it. I really love that song. And really more so now, even with all the things that have happened in my life, than even before.
Going to be absolutely wonderful to look forward to. The song that you just described that has become your song of your career had so much impact on so many lives, and I remember you dedicating that to your daughter.
Yeah, and I had them in the video. But you know, it's just sometimes you find a song that in 3.5 minutes can sort of wrap up how you feel. I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but you're listening to the radio and a song comes on and you think, oh my gosh, they must have written that about me, about my life in particular. And I Hope You Dance is one of those songs, Story of My Life is. And sometimes I record things that aren't as positive, that maybe have a little bit more, a different kind of lesson or message. And I have a new song out called Last Call that hits some different things. It's about somebody sitting in a bar and calling, they call the same person over and over again to come get them. And she gets fed up with it, so that's what that song's about. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of good country music on this record.
Sounds great. I know I have to let you go. You have other folks to talk to this morning. Thanks so much for being with us. And we'll look for the new album coming out October 21st and the new Banquet Select recipes coming out real soon.
Thank you so much, Ron. Good to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.